在传道书里面，他有提到很多的许可。他也两个连在一起讲嘛，虚空的虚空。传道书，这是所罗门本身对人生的体验。在圣经里面描写说，他神给他智慧。是。以前没有，后来人也没有。
His wisdom was unprecedented.
但是他活了一辈子，他对人生的结论是虚空。
However, at the end of his life, his conclusion about life was that everything was vain.
那如果我们从第一章一直读到最后一章，一直读到十一章。
We go through the entire book from chapter 1 to chapter 11.
那到十二章。
Chapter 12.
我们就发现他的一生所以会虚空，是因为他的人生没有神。
We will realize that the reason for his vanity was that God was not in his life.
对，传道书，我们如果要读，好像一下要读到十二章。
Therefore, if we were to study Ecclesiastes, we must read through the whole book.
因为你读到十章、十一章这个前面十一章都是很消极的。
If you just read until chapters 10 or 11, everything would be very pessimistic.
所罗门对人生一个很消极、很悲观的这种结论感想，就是要拆掉我们一个一般人所常有的观念，就是人活得很有价值，不要神，我们可以活得很好。
The reason for the conclusion that seems very pessimistic is that Solomon wants to tear down the concept, the misconception that everything is fine without God.
那这个观念能够拆掉，十二章才能够进到我们里面来。
Only if we tear down this misconception first can we accept the teaching of chapter 12.
那这个十二章到最后就是要把我引导我们回到神的身旁。
The purpose of chapter 12 is to bring us back to God.
因此我们在信仰里面，除非我们真的能够觉悟到人生真的虚空，不然我们不会全心全力来追求主耶稣。
Now walk of faith, unless we feel that everything is vain, we will not be able to follow our Lord with all our hearts.
那圣经里面有谈到主耶稣是万王之王。
Bible teaches us that Lord Jesus is King of Kings.
这个表示他是最高的王。万王之王，
He is the King of all kings.
没有人能够再跟他相比。
No one can ever be compared to him.
那雅歌叫做歌中之歌。
The Song of Solomon is also called the Song of all songs.
那在世界上有很多的诗歌。
There are many songs in this world.
都在描写，很多是描写男女之间的爱情。
Many of them depict the love between man and woman.
但是雅歌是。
But the Song of Solomon is different.
所以诗歌里面它是歌中之歌是最不一样的。
All the songs is a unique song.
因为它里面在预表神跟人的关系。
It is a prefiguration of God's relationship with us.
那这里讲这个虚空的虚空。
In Ecclesiastes, we read vanity of vanities.
那我们可以想象在他心灵里面，特别他年纪大的时候，他的感受。
We can imagine that when King Solomon reached the end of his life, he must have felt extreme vanity.
所以我们活在世界上，虽然我们知道人生很虚空，但是其实我们仔细分析我们自己的生活，我们真的去超越了没有？
Even though we may say that we believe that life is vain, in our daily lives, have we really transcended or have we grasped that concept?
我们从地上一直读下去，他提到很多虚空，其实我们每一天还是在重复这些虚空的事情。
In fact, as we go through the book, we'll realize that we still repeat the things that are vain.
因此，我们信了主耶稣之后，旧事已过，一切都变成新。
After we have believed in Jesus Christ, the old has gone and everything has become new.
因此，传道书传这个 所罗门所说的虚空，我们要再从主耶稣来看这些虚空的事情。
In order to fully understand what Solomon meant by vanity, we must look at it from the perspective of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为神造人在创世纪里面，他说一切都是美好的。
When God created man, according to Genesis, everything was good.
美好的应该就不是虚空的。
If it was good, it could not have been vain.
虚空的应该不是美好的。
On the contrary, what is vain is not good.
那人离开了神
，But man left God，
所以虚空就跑出来。
That is why there was vanity。
那现在我们在主耶稣里面找到了神
，But today we have found God again in Jesus Christ。
那应该这种虚空的感觉会消失。
This sense of vanity should disappear。
亚当夏娃他们在伊甸园的生活，在伊甸园所做的一切，应该不会是虚空的。
When Adam and Eve were in the garden, their life could not have been vanity.
所以如果有一个人他没有活在基督里面，但是他又说人生是美好的。
If a person is not in Christ but claims to have a good life,
我想他并没有真正去思想过人生。
That simply means he hasn't really realized the full meaning of life.
反过来讲，如果一个人已经信了耶稣。
On the other hand, if a person has believed in the Lord Jesus,
还是一再埋怨说这个也没有意思，那个也没有意思，一切都很虚空。
Yet he still complains that everything is meaningless.
也很可能他没有动头脑去思想，怎么样在基督里面可以去超越。
Then it's very likely that he has never even thought about how to have a transcendent life in Christ.
所以今天我们在这个世界上，我们就是要去思想主耶稣的道理。在主耶稣里面来超越所罗门所经验的一些虚空。
Therefore, we must ponder on the teachings of our Lord Jesus and transcend the life of vanity depicted by Solomon.
我现在看第一章。
Let's read chapter 1.
传道书第一章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1,
第三节
verse 3.
人一切的劳碌就是他在日光之下的劳碌，有什么益处呢？第四节。
Four，
一代过去，一代又来，地却永远长存。这个第三节跟第四节，我们可以把它了解作工作上的需要。
Verses 3 and 4 depict the vanity in our labor。
所以在那个时代的人，他们是要靠耕种为生。
The people of Solomon's time lived by tilling the land.
那这个天地啊，永远长存。
The earth abides forever.
但是这些耕田的人，一代过去，一代又来。
However, the farmers pass away one generation after another.
人一直过去，但是那一块地没有过去。
Even though human beings pass away, the land still remains.
所以人在重复做一些以前世世代代人所做的。
Human beings keep repeating the same activities of their former generations.
就是在那一块地里面撒种、除草、收获。
They sow, they take away the weeds, and they harvest.
那这样，人一切劳碌的，到底有什么好处
？But what profit has a man from all his labor？
这个是所罗门第一个他想要思考的一个问题。
That was the first question Solomon posed.
我们今天也要好好来想这件事情。
This is something we should also seriously think about.
就是有关于我们的工作。
Concerning our work.
我们如果从25岁开始工作。
If we start to work at the age of 25.
做到就65岁退休。
And retire at 65.
我们工作差不多40年。
Then we would have worked for about 40 years.
我们仔细来想，这个四十年是我们人生最宝贵的一段时间。
But let's think about it. These 40 years should be the prime time of our lives.
65岁以后，我们体力各方面在退化。
After 65, we will become physically decline.
对，有时候上了60岁，如果被 lay off 要找工作就很难。
So once you reach 60, and if you're ever laid off and want to find another job, it will be very difficult.
那
And before the age of 25, without a complete education and enough experience, it'll be quite difficult to find a good job. So the 40 years from 25 to 65 is the golden period of our life. But we have pretty much sold this prime time to our company, our jobs, and some make $50,000 a year, some make
$100,000.
But let's say if you work 40 years at $100,000 a year, you would have earned $4 million in your whole life. But as you earn more, you also spend more. And we all end our lives in the same way. And what is the point to this all? Are we living for simply for the purpose of working? That's why young people look at their jobs differently from how older people look at their jobs. If you see that a young man cannot find a job, you should pray for him. Because without a job, he has no future. But when you see someone 70 years old and still looking for a job, you should also pray for him. Because he is already so old, but he still has to work. I met a sister once. She had two jobs. She was over 60. She was afraid that nobody would hire her because of her age. She told people that she was 10 years younger. And every day after work, she would be so exhausted. Why does she still have to work at retirement age? That's because she has to sponsor her children in China and bring them over. So her life was indeed very tiresome.
So 一般人的理想应该是
For an average person, someone will retire at 50 or so and even go on, around the world. What exactly, what benefits does our job bring us? That is Solomon's question, and that should be our question too.
我们再看工作当然让我们有一点成就感
Of course, our work gives us a sense of accomplishment
再来因为工作如果很认真在公司可以爬到一个很高的职位
And if we work hard enough, we will be able to climb up the corporate ladder
还有一些收入
And we will have some good income
那这大概就是一般人努力在工作的原因
Generally speaking, these are the reasons why people work. Some people work very hard on their jobs, not necessarily for the income. In fact, they have enough income without the job. But they just want to feel that they are useful. Some people are very healthy while they still have their jobs, and once they retire, they become sick or even die. There was a brother who had a heart attack soon after his retirement. He used to be very busy, and all of a sudden, he had nothing to do. And when he came to the U.S., he built a house. And after his heart disease was almost cured. This was because he could focus his mind. He felt a sense of accomplishment. And that is probably why many older people who can retire still work. They want to feel that they are useful. And they can focus their mind on something. Some people work for fame. If you work harder than your peers, you can excel above them. You become a manager and everyone looks up to you. But they don't really need that income, they just want to have that position. Whether it's for financial reasons, or a sense of accomplishment, or simply ego. One day, when we retire from our work, we will realize that all these are bygones. They are no more than good memories. And when we die, who is going to enjoy the sense of accomplishment or the pride that we used to enjoy? When we think about these, we will identify with Solomon's question, what profit has a man from all his labor in which he toils under the sun? But we cannot say that we don't need to work because everything is vain. Paul tells us that those who do not work should not eat. In the apostolic church, everyone shared their possessions. Some became idle and wanted to eat without working. Even Adam and Eve, while they were in the garden, had to tend and care for the garden. Therefore, human beings cannot be idle. But according to Solomon, the end of our labor is vanity. So we must think about how to transcend this kind of vanity. How can we transcend the vanity in our labor as we come into Christ? Some people look at their jobs while they are working. But after we finish our work and look back, we will have the same conclusion. How can we transcend in Christ? I'd like to share with you some points. Please turn to Colossians chapter 3.
24
This passage is about our jobs.
我们所做的要像从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。
As believers in Jesus Christ, we should work not with eye service as men pleasers, but for God.
这个就是人要超越工作的虚空一个非常重要的心态。
And this is a very important attitude in order to transcend vanity.
就是有主在中间。
That is, the Lord is in our jobs.
心里不是给主做的。
We are serving the Lord.
那这样必从主那里得基业为赏赐。
Then we will receive the reward of the inheritance from the Lord.
所以有时候我们听年轻人在讲，哎呀，工作很辛苦，啊，我想去做圣工。
Some people say work is very meaningless. I want to serve God.
这有几个不同的层面来看。
Well, you can look at this from several dimensions.
如果他真的是从心里面是给主做的。
If a person works on his job as if he is serving the Lord,
然后他一直感觉到神在呼召他要来服侍神。
Yeah, at the same time, he feels that God is calling him to serve full time.
讲这是好的。
That is a good thing.
每一个工作都有他枯燥的一面。
Every occupation has its meaningless aspect.
但是如果因为世界上的工作觉得很枯燥而想要来做圣工。
But if you come to serve God full time because you're bored at work,
有时候你会觉得有时候会很枯燥。
You may also find that a full-time occupation in church can be quite boring sometimes. For example, as an editor, when you do copy editing, it is not very exciting. But it says here that we should do it for the Lord. With this attitude, we will not feel that our job is vanity because as we serve on our jobs, we also glorify God. If every Christian works on their jobs as if they're serving the Lord, then I believe the attitude of working in the company will be excellent.
事实上，我们教会很多的信徒在公司里面啊，都是非常受到尊重。
Many believers in our church are well respected on their jobs.
因为他们都抱着这个态度在做工。
This is because they have this correct attitude.
我是一个基督徒，我是给主做的，不是给人做的。
They tell themselves, "I am a Christian. I am serving the Lord, and not for others."
我要在我的工作上能够荣耀神。
I will glorify God in my workplace.
所以有很多公司里面那个很重要的事情都交给我们教会的信徒。
That's why many employers like to entrust important responsibilities to our members.
啊，也有很多的公司一直问我们教会信徒，你教会里面还没有像你这样的信徒。
Some employers will even ask our members, "Can you find more people from your church to join our company?"
因为他们确实有在基督里面在改变心态。
This is because these believers have changed their mentality and attitude as they serve
Christ in their jobs.
But if the Christian goes to work and cannot get along with everybody, then I believe that his attitude is still incorrect.
不一定是对人际之间的关系，对他工作的一种敬业的精神。
34.
耶稣说，我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的功。
35.
你们岂不是说收割的时候还有四个月吗？我告诉你们，举目向田观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割，收割了。36. 收割的人得工匠，积蓄五谷到永生，叫撒种的和收割一同快乐。啊，这里主耶稣说，我的食物就是遵行差我来的旨意，做成他的功。
The Lord Jesus said, My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work.
那接下去他就在讲收割庄稼。
Then he goes on to talk about reaping the harvest.
我们知道这就是传福音收割人的灵魂。
As we know, this harvest refers to the reaping of souls, preaching the gospel.
这是主耶稣要每一个人去做。
This is a task that our Lord has assigned us to.
但是这不是指的说每一个人都现在当传道的。
But this doesn't mean that everyone should be a full-time preacher.
因为我们福音要传到社会每一个阶层。
We must preach the gospel to every stratum in the society.
那借着我们工作的这个接触，我们可以传到很多不同层次的人。
Through our various occupations, we will be able to reach people of all sorts.
所以如果能够借着我们的工作的原因，把福音介绍出去，那我们的工作就变成很有价值。
If we're able to bring the gospel to the people around us as we serve on our jobs, then our jobs will be very meaningful.
有一次我带这个 Queens 去访问信徒。
Once I visited some members in Queens.
我就问他们说，你为什么会来信耶稣？
I asked them why they came to believe in the Lord.
他就告诉我说，他买房子的时候要贷款。
There was a person who told me that once when he was purchasing a house, he had to get a loan.
啊，刚好我们一个弟兄在做这个贷款的工作。
And we have a brother who was a loan officer.
啊，在办贷款的途中，他就跟他传福音。
And while they were having a transaction, this brother preached to him.
后来他就来教会领导。
This person came to search the truth within the church.
以后就是全家就信。
Eventually, he and his family believed in the Lord.
那这个弟兄在做贷款当中，他带了好几家来信。
In fact, this brother, the transaction officer, brought many people. This loan officer brought many people to the Lord.
所以我们看贷款，这是他的工作。
So, giving loans was this brother's job.
但是他这个工作跟那个更大的工作连在一起。
But he connected his earthly job with the greater work from God.
就是传福音。那这个工作就变成不虚空了，很有意义。
And in that sense, his earthly task was by no means meaningless.
所以我们就可以在基督里面超越这个工作的这个无聊的、没有意思啊、虚空。
Therefore, in Christ, we should be able to transcend the sense of being bored on our jobs for a sense of meaninglessness.
那另外，一个弟兄啊，我问他怎么信主的。
And I asked another brother how he came to the Lord.
他就说有一天他就买机票。
He said one day he went to the travel agent to get a ticket.
啊，有一个姐妹在卖机票。
And our sister works at this agency.
啊，那就一借着接触的机会就传福音给他。
And through that contact, our sister preached the gospel.
啊，以后他就来信主了。
And he came to the Lord.
那这个姐妹在卖机票，这是她的工作。
But this sister selling tickets was her job.
但是我知道，借着这个工作，她带很多人来信主。
As far as I know, she has brought many people to the Lord through this job.
那所以她这个工作虽然说薪水不是很高
，even though her job was not very high paid，
但是非常有价值。
Yet her work was very valuable.
因为她的工作跟那个更重要的工作传福音连在一起。
She has made a connection between this job, between her job and the greater gospel, work of preaching the gospel.
因为我们知道有时候你在做这个旅行社的这个事情很烦啊，有的要改机票，有的要这个，但是算了没几块钱，有的就开始埋怨。
We know the work in the travel agency can be very tedious. People may complain to you and make a lot of changes.
所以如果你纯粹为着谋生来做这个工作，很辛苦的。
So if you are working simply for the sake of income, then it is a very toilsome job.
那他们为了几块钱，这个旅行社比你便宜一块钱，那顾客就开始埋怨。
And the customers may complain to you because other travel agencies offer a better price than yours.
我最近还听到一个姐妹在讲。
Recently, a sister said,
以前就是常心情常常不好，因为常常买，有的顾客在埋怨。
And for a period of time, she was in a very bad mood because customers always complained to her.
但是当我们这个工作跟传福音连在一起。
But if we make the connection between preaching the gospel and our work,
我们就发现这个工作本身很有价值。
And we realize that our work is, in fact, very valuable.
这是另外一个例子，怎么能够超越这种虚空。
This is another example of how we can transcend vanity.
有一次我到一个国家去。
Once I visited the country.
安息日聚会在一个公司跟工厂。
And we had our Sabbath service in a factory.
后来我再问他们这个圣工是怎么开始的。
And I asked them how the holy work began in that area.
就是那个弟兄去那个地方设工厂。
The brother set up a factory in that place.
那以后就开始跟他的员工传福音。
And he started preaching to his employees.
因为员工很多人受洗归主。
Many of his employees were baptized into the Lord.
对，虽然他在那里开工厂，在那里赚钱。
He was setting up a factory to make money there.
但是他有一个心智。
But he had this resolution.
就是要把那个福音那个地方把它传开来。
And that was to preach the gospel in that area.
那这样，虽然他们全家孤单的一个在那个岛上，我就觉得这很有价值。
Even though this brother and his family seemed to be very lonely on this island, their jobs were very meaningful.
我们教会也有在一个地区有一个学校的一个姐妹在学校教书。
And there is a sister who teaches at school.
结果她在业余的时间，然后跟那个学生传福音，带了好多学生来信。
After classes are over, she would preach the gospel to her students, and many came to the Lord.
那个教会里面都固定有慕道班，然后很多都是学生。
And during the basic belief classes, you could see that her students would attend the classes.
因为她上班的是女校嘛，所以好多这个姐妹来受洗，所以有的弟兄就有一个传道就忧虑，这么多姐妹受洗怎么办？
Because the school she taught at was a girls-only school. And when many girls came to believe in the Lord, the pastor was kind of worried because there are many more sisters now than brothers in church.
现在在台湾教书不好教，现在小孩子不好教。
Now in Taiwan, it is very difficult to be a teacher.
没有所谓什么重重视重道这个越来越少。
And students often do not respect their teachers.
但是借着这个机会，他有机会去带领人信。
But even then, she was able to find opportunities to bring people to Christ.
教书也是很有价值。
For her, teaching became a very meaningful job.
所以所罗门虽然说是虚空，
although Solomon said that our labor is vain,
但是在基督里面，我们可以去超越工作上的虚空。
Yet in Jesus Christ, we can transcend this vanity.
那我们在退休以后，
after our retirement,
也可以工作，
we can continue to work,
做义工。
We can serve as volunteers.
是我们最剩后的最后一段时间呢，变成很有价值。
We can make our remaining years most valuable.
因为我们在最精华的都献给我们的家庭。
We have already given the prime of our life to our families.
最后一段能够献给主来做义工。
But if we can give our remaining time to the Lord and serve Him.
工作得很辛苦但是很有价值。
The work may be very hard, but it is very meaningful.
我知道有一个我们教会有一个长老。
We have an elder in our church.
退休以后就做义工。
After retirement, he served as a volunteer.
身体真的不太好。
His health was not very good.
开心手术过。
He had gone through heart surgery.
常常到印度去。
But he would often visit India.
义工。
He serves as a volunteer.
除了飞机票的钱、饮食的钱，他一毛钱都没有跟教会拿。
Besides getting reimbursement for the travel expenses, he does not get any income from church.
所以有时候我们在这样很在看这个人，再来想，就觉得非常值得尊敬。
When we observe such people and think about it, we really respect them.
对，他把生命献给神。
They have given their whole lives to God.
在最后一段时间里面,
in the remaining years of their lives.
有一次有一个,
in Taiwan, there was the time when they were editing the religious education textbooks.
那最后,这个主编的人就动用了好多的学校的老师。
And the chief editors solicited the help of many teachers.
写教材的,画插图了。
Teachers who taught at different schools, and they would come and write the text or do the illustrations.
那些学校老师都不要跟教会要钱。
And these teachers who had their own jobs did not get any income.
他想要替教会争取一些钱,
and even when they were given the opportunity to be paid, they turned it down.
因为他们从心里面觉得说,
this was because they felt that they were doing this from their hearts to the Lord.
所以要让我们工作更有价值,
therefore, to make our life more meaningful, let us do some voluntary work.
有一次我到这个,
I visited Malaysia once. I was very moved by something I saw. The Malaysian church had to take care of the Indian churches. And they set up an Indian ministry committee. And many deacons are in this committee. They all use their vacations to go to India in order to find out more about the situation. And as I audit their meetings, I could see that they were very fervent in planning how to develop the work there. While they have their own jobs to support their livelihood, they also support the church work through their voluntary efforts.
多做义工,
they were volunteers.
那这样这个工作也变得很有价值,
because of that, their work and toil became very meaningful.
那在工作当中,
and our jobs can also be an opportunity for us to discipline ourselves.
我记得有一个, 弟兄, 有一个信徒来信主
A member believed in the Lord.
对我们教会一个姐妹带他来
And this person was brought to church by our sister.
那这个姐妹她说她怎么会带那个信徒来信主
And this sister shared how she brought this person to the Lord.
那个来信主是一个姐妹
And this new believer was also a sister.
那个来信主那个先生跟他同一个公司
This newly baptized sister's husband was in the same company as the sister.
那我们这个姐妹看到那一个新来这个就是她的先生啊, 到处受到人排挤。
And our sister noticed that her husband was always rejected wherever he go.
可能,
he went.
可能是有什么一些原因啊。
And she figured there was probably some reason behind it.
那我们这个教会这个姐妹啊, 她就对她很好。
But this sister was very kind to him.
啊, 帮助他, 安慰他, 鼓励他,
she helped this man and encouraged him.
哦, 这样过了一段时间以后,
after a period of time, 哦,
他就开始跟这个, 他的同事, 这个同事, 传道,
she began to preach to this colleague. 哦,
他也借着这个同事就传给他太太,
and through this colleague, 哦, this colleague's wife also came to the Lord.
那在那个公司里面啊, 也有好多外教会的信徒
And in the same company there were many Christians of other denominations
那也要邀 这一个同事去他们教会
And they also wanted this colleague to go to their churches
但是到最后这个同事就跑到我们教会来公告
But eventually this colleague came to our church instead
就是因为我们教会这个姐妹对他很好
This was because our sister was very kind to him
所以有时候这个工作是一种操练的机会
Therefore, our work can be an opportunity for training.
操练我们自己能够表现基督的形象, 那这样能够才能够带领人来信主。
Our jobs can discipline us so that we may have the image of Christ and bring others to Him.
所以我们再回到, 传道书的第一章,
Let's come back to Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
第三节,
Verse 3.
人一切的劳碌, 就是他在日光之下的劳碌, 有什么益处呢? 第四节
，four，
一代过去，一代来，地却长存。人在工作上有什么益处呢
？What profit do we have from our labor？
从所罗门来讲，这是虚空的。
According to Solomon, it's vanity.
但是在基督里面，我们可以超越工作的虚空。
But in Christ, we can transcend the vanity of our work.
我们一切都是为基督而做。
Because we are doing everything to the Lord.
我们以工作做传福音的一个媒介，一个手段。
We can make our jobs a means of preaching the gospel.
我们如果有机会，生活没有困难的，多做义工。
And if we have the opportunity, we should serve as volunteers.
那在工作的当中，不断的自我操练，灵性一直在进步。
And on our jobs, we discipline ourselves so we can grow spiritually.
那我们发现，工作不虚空。
Then our jobs will not be meaningless.
所以传道书在基督里面再来看，我们就有一个新的亮光。
Therefore, when we study Ecclesiastes, in Christ, we will have new light.